Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we bring you some highlights from Friday night's one-hour healthcare shutdown community conversation town hall held at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire and shown live on WEAU TV from 7 to 8 p.m. as well as on Facebook Live and on their YouTube channel. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. First, before we get to any highlights from Friday night's one-hour forum, on Saturday it was reported by WEAU-TV that the city of Eau Claire had published a letter city attorney Stephen Nick had sent to the senior vice presidents of HSHS and Prevea Clinics, raising concerns about the closure HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital, St. Joe's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, and Prevea Clinics in western Wisconsin. In the letter, somewhat lengthy letter, Nick shares the city's concerns with closures and asks the health systems to do what they can to minimize the impacts this letter will have on the community. Here's how he starts. He says, "We are deeply concerned about this abrupt decision that is significantly impactful on employees, patients, our city, regional medical and emergency operations, and the community in general." Nick says the notice was provided without any prior discussion with the city or, to our knowledge, other local and regional health care and emergency service providers, patients, donors, state officials, and those sick and in need to whom HSHS and Prevea have legal and self-assumed ethical and spiritual commitments. Eau Claire City Attorney Stephen Nick continues. He says, "Your decision to close is shocking and difficult on others you have these obligations towards. The manner in which you are conducting this closure is contrary to your stated mission and in part potentially illegal." He goes on to say, "We ask that you immediately meet your legal obligations and productively lift back up your ethical obligations to ease this transition." He notes that the Federal Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification, or WARN Act, requires that a, quote, "employer shall not order a plant closing or mass layoff until the end of a 60-day period after the employer serves written notice of such an order," unquote. He says Wisconsin statutory and regulatory law have similar requirements. He says the notice period runs from the date the employer serves notice on all the listed impacted parties, which includes the city of Eau Claire. And he says, "Your notice states a closure date on or before April 21st. We ask you remain open and fully operational until at least the stated date of April 21st and longer as necessary to ensure all continuation of patient care obligations are met for current and planned procedures." Again, there's more to the letter and you can find it online. HSHS and Prevea were invited to take part in Friday night's forum but declined. WEAU-TV news anchor Judy Clark here reads a statement from HSHS explaining their absence.
"Unfortunately, we are unable to join you because our focus remains on supporting our colleagues and patients through the transition. We have already been in touch with various Chippewa Valley community and civic leaders, elected officials who serve these districts, as well as with Prevea providers for their help coordinating active patient care plans."
At the outset of Friday night's forum, the president of Oakleaf Medical Center, Dr. Chris Longbello, was asked where things sit with reports coming out late this week that Oakleaf was interested in entering into negotiations with HSHS in hopes of purchasing HSHS properties with the intent of creating an independent community hospital.
We did hear late this afternoon, actually not through the direct contact of the physician to the CEO, but we heard from the lawyers, our lawyer, that had received a letter from HSHS saying they were taking the letter under advisement with their advisors and would be talking with us next week.
Okay.
So we're excited about the opportunity to sit down with them and just explore the possibility of working with the community members, working with all the folks that are on the stage here, to see if we can possibly have a group purchase the hospital. I think it's important for people to know that physicians can't own hospitals. So our plan is to work with the community and the community leaders and see if we can get a group together to look at owning a community hospital, an independent community hospital, a hospital that would be staffed by the Oakleaf Medical Network physicians who currently are going in those facilities now, managed by another party, and we're looking forward to being able to have that discussion.
Dr. Longbello was also asked, what is Oakleaf prepared to do if they're not able to work out a deal with HSHS?
I think as well as all of the others up here, we've been meeting daily, basically, for many hours out of the day, looking at the patient population that is coming out of the Prevea clinics and trying to ramp up the things that we do for those patients as outpatients. In the hospital setting, we're having discussions with the other healthcare facilities in the marketplace, the Mayo system in their hospital, the Marshfield system in their hospital, the Oakleaf Surgical Hospital, and just trying to look for ways to create bed space. We feel like we're going to be losing at least 100 beds that are used on a regular basis that we're going to need to replace. And, that's where our focus has been. In particular, when things like this happen, one of the kind of disease states that is really important to be able to respond to is emergencies where cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, strokes, that sort of thing. Time is of the essence, and we're losing a very important ER in Chippewa Falls at St. Joseph's that we're looking at the fact that just the transit time from up north is going to make it difficult to sometimes be able to get those people where they need to be in a timely fashion.
Again, that's the president of Oakleaf Medical Network, Dr. Chris Longbella, from Friday night's community forum held at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, dealing with the healthcare shutdown news story we've been following these last couple of weeks. Dr. Richard Helmers, regional vice president in Northwest Wisconsin for Mayo Clinic Health System, was asked in Friday night's forum, how prepared are they to handle more patients?
At its core, our challenge is how do we care and how do we serve for patients safely, especially during this time, because we are very committed to patient safety. When these announcements happen, we put together sort of an incident command structure to go through all of our various facilities and see what we can do at this time to maximize the capacity that we do have. We consist of what we say one hospital with five doors, because we have the hospital in Eau Claire and then our four critical access hospitals in Barron, Bloomer, Osseo, and Menominee. So that we think that we can staff an additional 20 beds at our critical access hospitals to add to the bed capacity at this point in time. Our oncology group has been in close communication with HSHS oncology group as to how we can transfer and care for the oncology patients that they have at this time. You may be aware, we started a couple of years ago what's called an advanced care at home program, which is sort of home hospital, and we're planning to ramp that up and expand the capacity of this at that time. And then we are collaborating with our Mayo Clinic Health System colleagues in Southwest Wisconsin, in La Crosse and Sparta, so that we can fully utilize their facilities as well. We understand everybody's concern. Also, we need to realize that everybody in the community can help at this time, too. There's other ways to access health care. We have developed video on-demand primary care or through patient portals and that sort of thing. So especially during this time, it's important to utilize healthcare facilities in every way that's possible.
Mayo's regional chair of administration, Kenneth Ackerman, added this to what Dr. Helmer had to say.
Undoubtedly, there's a lot of concern about emergency services in the area. Fortunately or unfortunately, we did endure a worldwide pandemic several years ago, and this area did a fantastic job. And Mayo Clinic, I was in Rochester at the time, but Mayo Clinic up here did a fantastic job of scaling those services to care for people, and we're taking those lessons learned and we're applying them to this situation as well.
President of Marshfield Medical Center, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and Ladysmith, Brad Proseth, had this to say.
Like others, we were surprised by the announcement, and it's never easy when we have a large system preparing to exit the community. But similar to Mayo, upon hearing the news, we pulled our senior team together and quickly evaluated our capabilities, and when we really look at the magnitude of the potential change, we too pulled together our incident command, similar to Mayo, utilize that for it's a rapid response structure that allows us to, you know, for natural disasters or other significant events, not unlike this, and again, similar to what we did during the pandemic. So we meet as well daily, planning, looking at things that we need to address and how we can find solutions similar to create capacity.
Proseth says
we've really looked at three areas predominantly at this point. We can continue to evaluate, but really looking at how do we increase our urgent care capacity, particularly in the Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls community. How do we increase our ED capacity in Eau Claire, where our hospital is located? We're also working closely to scale up additional beds to accommodate the increased demand for women's health services, particularly obstetrics. We know there are a number of moms that will need a place to deliver. And so we're also exploring ways to really leverage our network of hospitals and clinics. We have locations in Ladysmith, Neillsville, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, as well as surrounding clinics. So how do we utilize similarly those beds and maximize the use and look at making sure we're doing everything we can, not only in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, but in our surrounding communities and our broader system as we think about Marshfield, Wausau, Weston as well. We also understand this situation obviously is fluid and with the announcement and what we've heard tonight, but we continue to explore every option to ensure that we have a structure in place along with our other partners in the community to ensure that we are able to take care of the patients in the community and really do all that we can to address the health care needs.
Marshfield Clinic Health System's interim CEO, Dr. Brian Herneman, was asked if he had anything to add.
The pandemic did teach us to be flexible. And so we, with our resources that we have with our facilities, with our surrounding facilities, we can flex to the volume. And then we'll look for those resources to free up the emergency department. I'm an emergency medicine physician. We look towards how we can potentially use some of that urgent care capacity to keep the emergency department for those things that really need to be there, that higher acuity care, and then have the faster, less acute care in other locations, either on the campus or elsewhere in the region. We have been focused on this and meeting daily for the last 2 weeks and excited to have more conversations with all the stakeholders.
And finally, from Friday night's healthcare shutdown community conversation town hall at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, aired live on WEAU-TV, Dr. Jennifer Jose Artesensi, professor and academic director of UW-Eau Claire's healthcare administration program, was asked to comment on this troubling situation in Eau Claire, which is part of the larger crisis in rural healthcare in America.
There really are multiple causes, and even though the situation the Chippewa Valley is dealing with right now feels kind of maybe to a lot of people like it came out of the blue, these are challenges the healthcare industry has been facing for decades. Healthcare costs increase. We love medical advances, but they come with a price tag. We've had nursing workforce shortages for decades. We have an aging population. 10,000 people a day turn 65 in this country, and we're living longer than ever. So the demands on our healthcare system are higher than ever, and we live not as healthy of lifestyles as we maybe otherwise could. So that leads to higher costs as well. A major problem is the way that we pay for care in this country. We don't have a national healthcare system or program, but the majority of healthcare services are paid for by Medicare and Medicaid, which are funded through taxpayer dollars. And those programs routinely underfund the cost of care. On average, Medicare underfunds by about 10%. And in Wisconsin, Medicaid underfunds dramatically. In hospitals, they underfund about a third of the cost of care. And hospitals in Wisconsin have, 70% or more of the patients whose payer sources are Medicare and Medicaid. So you don't have to be a mathematician to say, hey, if 70, 75% of the people I'm providing care for, I'm not even getting my costs covered, that's going to be hard to be a sustainable model moving forward. There's been a shift to save resources, overall by moving from inpatient care to outpatient care. That's great for the outpatient providers and it's great for patients, but it's challenging for inpatient providers like hospitals and long-term care facilities. So those challenges all existed even before the pandemic. And then with the pandemic, we have had significant challenges layered on top of that. All of us know that everything costs more today than it did a few years back. And I think the staffing challenges have really been exacerbated. We have a lot of burnout. We had retirements and resignations relative to the pandemic. And we have tons of overtime costs that are being paid to try to fill the gaps in the schedules for staffing challenges and paying agency fees and traveling nurse fees. I mean, it's wonderful to have those available in the time of a crisis, but you, if you're paying triple the cost of wages to sort of fill a gap, that's a temporary measure. It's not a long-term financially sustainable solution.
Dr. Jennifer Jose Artacense, UW-Eau Claire professor and academic director of their healthcare administration program, capping off some of the highlights we bring you from the very early portion of Friday night's one-hour healthcare shutdown community conversation town hall held by WEAU in conjunction with the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. I refer you to WEAU, their website, WEAU.com, to watch the conversation in full, also their YouTube channel, as well as through Facebook, where it was carried live. Again, the Chippewa Valley facing a very difficult situation with this healthcare shutdown of St. Joe's, slated to be March 22nd, maybe April 21st for Sacred Heart Hospital, and then the various Prevea clinics in Altoona, Menominee, Augusta, Cornell, Rice Lake, and Ladysmith all closing. Devastating. 1,400 people losing their jobs, not to say the many countless people impacted, patients as well, and healthcare leaders in and around our area doing all they can and asking for us to be involved as well. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.